Now, before I go to my next section briefly, chronic recurrence, I hope you believe me, is a hallmark of ER positive. Actually, there was one figure I forgot to mention on my one slide. The annual risk rate in MA17 on the placebo arm, if you want to know what are the chances that a woman's going to have a recurrence each year after she's finished tamoxifen, the answer, if she had a node negative tumor, is 2% per annum. So the overall risk of a recurrence between year 5 and 10 in the node negative patients was 10%. And in the node-positive patients, it was 20%. And that risk rate appears to be constant between 10 and 15, so it looks like it's 20% in the node-negative and 40% in the node-positive. And that includes all sites of recurrence of breast cancer. So it is a chronic recurring disease, ER-positive disease. 10 years of adjuvant therapy is superior to 5. That's the overarching message of MA17, not tamoxifen followed by letrozole. But 10 years is better than 5. That's what MA17 says. And aromatase inhibitors consistently show improvement. Now, optimal agents, sequences, schedule, duration are still unknown. And I'm going to show a few slides on that. And most importantly, identifying who needs this treatment is critical. So we need to know not just who's vulnerable. You can't treat 37 women to help one, which for the node negative population is the number needed to treat on MA17. 16 to 1 for the node positive patients. So you've got a high number needed to treat. By the way, that's a much lower number than for treating hypertension or hypercholesterolemia. But still a high number to treat. So we need to be cleverer and select out the women who need this kind of treatment, which was one of the purposes of this trial as well.